I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Today, we find ourselves looking at Acts 28, focusing on verses 21 through 26. Since they had been without food for a long time, Paul stood up among them and said, "Men, you should have listened to me and not have set sail from Crete and incurred this injury and loss. Yet now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night there stood before me an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I worship. And he said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who sail with you. So take heart, men, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told. But we must run aground on some island.'" Here is the account of Paul, who is on a ship bound for Rome and in a storm. Acts 28 is the account of Paul's final leg of the journey to Rome to appeal his case before Caesar. As you may recall, he was arrested in Jerusalem and appealed to Caesar as the Jewish leaders were intent to kill him in Acts chapters 21 through 26. In the verses we just read, we find Paul in the middle of a storm. Some translation call it a nor'easter. I don't know if you have ever experienced a storm like this on a ship or boat. However, Paul and the crew did everything they knew how to do, yet was still being overcome by the severity of the storm. I would imagine some of the crew was filled with fear. Some thought, "This is it." Yet in the midst of the storm, God speaks to his servant Paul and tells him to tell the others their lives will be spared. Paul goes on and tells the crew in verse 25, "Take heart, men, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told." In this historical narrative account, I find that God knows the storms we are going through. Jesus said in John 16:33, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." The Lord Jesus tells us that his followers will experience trouble and tribulation. Sometimes it involves encountering and enduring storms. Some storms are physical, like thunderstorms or hurricanes or fires. Some storms are battling cancer or sickness and disease. Other storms can be emotional or financial. But what I notice here with Paul is that even in the fear of death, the Lord God is with Paul, assuring him of his presence, assuring him of his promises, and assuring him of his purpose, which yields peace. As a child of God, a follower of Christ, I can experience the peace of God in the midst of the storms of life. The Apostle Paul told the Philippian believers, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Did Paul pray during the storm while on the ship? I believe he did. Did God answer his prayers? I believe he did. This encourages me to pray while going through storms. This encourages me to listen for God's reassurance of his presence and promises, knowing he will fulfill his purpose for me as I continue to trust in him. What storms are you encountering in your life? Are you trusting in God, listening for his voice, hearing his promises from his word? Remember, we can give all our anxiety and fears to God because of his great love for us. Trust him in the storms. See what God will do. You will then experience his peace. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.